Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates crucial rail projects in Jammu and Kashmir, Odisha and Telangana, says development of railways very important for achieving the resolve of a developed India. Two cases of HMP virus detected in infants in Karnataka, centre monitoring the situation. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chairs pre-budget consultation with trade unions and other stakeholders in New Delhi. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla inaugurates Panchayat Se Parliament 2.0 to empower women representatives of scheduled tribes from panchayats. Cold wave conditions prevail across North and East India. Train and flight services affected in many cities due to fog. And in squash, Anahat Singh storms into British Junior Open final at Birmingham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various railway projects via video conferencing. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new Jammu Railway Division. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the launch of rail infrastructure projects in Jammu, Kashmir, Telangana and Odisha will promote tourism and add to socio-economic development in these regions.
ये नए डिवीजन नए रेल टर्मिनल भारतीय रेलवे को 21वीं सदी की आधुनिक रेलवे बनाने में अहम योगदान देंगे इनसे देश में आर्थिक समृद्धि का इकोसिस्टम डेवलप करने में मदद मिलेगी रेलवे के संचालन में मदद मिलेगी निवेश के ज्यादा मौके बनेंगे और नई नौकरियों का सृजन भी होगा
The Prime Minister added that the country is engaged in achieving the resolution of a developed India and for this, the development of Indian railways is very important. He also said the last decade has been the decade of visible transformation of the Indian railway and it has changed the image of the country.
भारत में रेलवे के विकास को हम चार पैरामीटर्स पर आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं। पहले रेलवे का इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का मॉडर्नाइजेशन दूसरा रेलवे के यात्रियों को आधुनिक सुविधा तीसरा रेलवे की देश के कोने कोने में कनेक्टिविटी चौथा रेलवे से रोजगार का निर्माण उद्योगों को सपोर्ट
On the occasion, Union Railways Minister Srini Vaishnav said that creation of the Jammu Railway Division will help in development of new facilities in Jammu and Kashmir and promote tourism.
जम्मू से श्रीनगर रेल प्रोजेक्ट कंप्लीट हो गया है फाइनल टेस्टिंग एवं इंस्पेक्शन अभी चल रहा है वर्षों से जिस सपने को संजोया था वह जल्दी ही सच होगा जम्मू डिवीजन के शुभारंभ से जम्मू और कश्मीर में नई सुविधाएं विकसित होंगी एसेंशियल गुड्स के ट्रांसपोर्टेशन के लिए नए टर्मिनल बनाए जाएंगे शिक्षा टूरिज्म हेल्थ केयर के लिए यात्रा आसान होगी नई रेल सर्विसेज आरंभ होगी
Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi, Jammu and Kashmir CM Umar Abdullah, Telangana Chief Minister Revant Reddy and others also spoke on the occasion. The Jammu Railway Division comprises Pathankot, Jammu, Udhampur, Srinagar, Baramula, Bhogpur, Sirwal, Pathankot, Batala, Pathankot and Pathankot to Jogindernagar sections. Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the Charlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana and laid the foundation stone of Raigada Railway Division Building of East Coast Railway. The Raigada Railway Division Building of East Coast Railway will improve connectivity in Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and nearby areas and lead to overall socio-economic development of the region. Amid rising concerns over an outbreak of human metapneumovirus HMPV in China, two cases of HMPV have been detected in Karnataka. The Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, has detected the two cases in a three-month-old female infant and an eight-month-old male infant. Both the infants are now recovering and neither of the affected patients have any history of international travel. The Union Health Ministry is monitoring the situation with all the available surveillance channels. The ministry said both the cases were identified through routine surveillance for multiple respiratory viral pathogens as part of ICMR's ongoing efforts to monitor respiratory illnesses across the country. Based on current data from ICMR and the Integrated Disease Surveillance Program Network, there has been no unusual surge in influenza-like illness or severe acute respiratory illness cases in the country. Amid rising cases of human metapneumovirus in China, the World Health Organization is providing timely updates regarding the situation in China. The Union Health Ministry said the recent preparedness drill conducted across the country has shown that the country is well equipped to handle any potential increase in respiratory illnesses, and public health interventions can be deployed promptly. Meanwhile, Karnataka Health and Family Welfare Minister Dinesh Gundurao has called a meeting of his department officials to discuss developments after two cases of HMPV detected in Bengaluru. Speaking to media persons, the minister said there is no reason to believe that the HMPV virus found in the infants in Bengaluru are of the same variant found in China.
HMPV is something which is already there in it's been there for a long time, and it causes common symptoms like cold and maybe flu, cough, and then it's a self-limiting virus, so it goes away after some time. And I don't think we should be calling it the first case. That is the wrong way of reporting.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla inaugurated the Panchayat Se Parliament 2.0 program in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi today. Around 500 elected women representatives from Panchayati Raj institutions from 20 states and union territories are participating in the program. The program aims to empower elected women representatives of scheduled tribes from Panchayati Raj institutions and to enhance their knowledge of constitutional provisions, parliamentary procedures and governance to foster effective leadership. Speaking on the occasion, Om Birla said Panchayati Raj institutions are working towards the development of villages and realize the vision of self-reliant India.
Har kshetra ke andar इस देश की महिलाओं ने इस देश के विकास में बहुत बड़ा योगदान दिया है और आज मुझे खुशी है कि जनजाति क्षेत्र से हमारी लोकतंत्र की सबसे महत्वपूर्ण संस्था पंचायत राज के अंदर आपके नेतृत्व से उन जनजाति क्षेत्र के अंदर सामाजिक आर्थिक विकास महिलाओं को स्वावलंबन बनाना ग्रामीण कटु उद्योग को बढ़ाना उस सब में भी आपका बहुत बड़ा योगदान है.
Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi lauded the initiative, saying it will help in further empowering women. She said women associated with panchayats will play an important role in disseminating the benefits of the central government's schemes and programs to the ground level.
महिलाएं जो जनजातीय क्षेत्र से आती हैं और बहुत विपरीत परिस्थिति में वो सरपंच पंच और जिला परिषद यानी जो त्रिस्तरीय पंचायत चुनाव है उसमें चुन कर आती हैं. इस कार्यक्रम के माध्यम से उन्हें भी एक अवसर मिलता है कि हम पंचायत से लेकर सीधे पार्लियामेंट तक चीजों को वो समझे और कैसे योजनाओं का या कार्य करने हैं इसके बारे में भी उन बहुत सारी चीजों की जानकारी भी मिलती है.
The BJP has criticized AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal over alleged lavish spending on his house as Delhi Chief Minister, citing the Controller and Auditor General CAG report. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva told media that when the people of the city were suffering during the COVID-19, Mr. Kejriwal was signing the estimate for what he called Sheesh Mahal. He added that the CAG report till 2022 says that permission was not taken from the PWD for the construction.
CAG की जो रिपोर्ट है वो 2022 तक की है, जो बताती है कि नियमों को ताक में रखकर नियमों का उल्लंघन करके बिना किसी परमिशन के 33.71 करोड़ रुपया इस शीश महल की साज सज्जा पे खर्च किया गया है. और लेकिन 2023-24 की जो इन्वेंट्री पीडब्ल्यूडी ने जारी की है, मकान जब खाली हुआ है, कि ये सामान करोड़ों रुपए का उस बंगले से हमें मिला है जो पीडब्ल्यूडी ने नहीं लगाया. तो मैं अरविंद केजरीवाल से एक ही सवाल पूछना चाहता हूं कि वो 40-50 करोड़ का जो सामान है वो पैसा कहां से आया, किसने दिया, कौन तुम्हें गिफ्ट करके गया.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स राउंड द क्लॉक फॉलो अस ऑन आवर एक्स हैंडल एट AIR न्यूज अलर्ट्स एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ स्टोरीज एंड मोर लॉग ऑन टू आवर वेबसाइट www.newsonair.gov.in एंड डाउनलोड न्यूज ऑन AIR ऐप. Welcome back to the Midday News. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the 8th pre-budget consultation with the stakeholders and representatives from the trade unions in New Delhi today. The meeting was held ahead of the presentation of Union Budget 2025-26. The meeting was attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Secretaries of Finance, Department of Investment and Public Asset Management, Department of Economic Affairs, Labour Ministry and Chief Economic Advisor. A meeting was held between External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in New Delhi today. During the meeting, discussions were held on deepening of bilateral, regional and global cooperation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he appreciated Jake Sullivan's personal contribution to forging a closer and stronger India-U.S. partnership. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will meet his U.S. counterpart Jake Sullivan in New Delhi today. In the meeting, extensive discussions on bilateral issues will be held. India has condemned the reported airstrikes on Afghan civilians by Pakistan. In a statement, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said India unequivocally condemns any attack on innocent civilians. The spokesperson said it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbours for its own internal failures. In Bihar, the Prakash Parv marking the 358th birth anniversary of Guru Gobind Singh Ji is being celebrated with traditional gaiety and fervour at Patna Sahib. The main function is underway at the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth at Takht Shri Harmandir Sahib.
The three-day annual event Prakash Utsav marking the Guru Maharaj's 358th birth anniversary and highlighting his timeless teachings of unity, humility and service will conclude today. The birth celebrations of the Smesh Guru will be observed at midnight with an attractive show of firecrackers at Takht Sri Harimandir Sahib in Patna city. Since early morning, large number of Sikh devotees offering ardas at Gurdwara. Elaborate security arrangements have been made in Patna Sahib in view of Prakash Parv celebrations. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
In Punjab, all the Gurudwaras are decorated. Devotees from across the country and abroad are paying obeisance at Sri Harmandir Sahib or Golden Temple in Amritsar. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. Cold wave conditions are prevailing across North and East India for the fourth consecutive day today. With temperatures dropping and dense fog reducing visibility in many cities, it has affected train and flight schedules. In Jammu and Kashmir, fresh snowfall has added to the intensity in the cold wave across Kashmir region, impacting normal life. The Met Department has forecast the weather is likely to improve in the afternoon. The administration has established district-level emergency control rooms to tackle any kind of contingency across Kashmir region and in vulnerable areas in Pir Panjal and Chenab Valley parts of Jammu Division. In Uttarakhand, the Met Department predicted fresh snowfall in regions situated at an altitude of more than 3,300 metres. Light rainfall is also likely in some lower areas. The department has predicted clear weather in most parts of the state tomorrow. In Ladakh, there was generally cloudy sky with possibility of snowfall at scattered places. The Srinagar to Kargil road and the Kargil to Zanskar road are blocked due to heavy snowfall. In the national capital, thunderstorm with rainfall lashed several parts this morning, bringing down the temperature. In squash, India's Anahat Singh has stormed into the finals of the British Junior Open at Birmingham in England. She defeated Rukaya Salim of Egypt 3-1 in the semi-finals of the girls' under-17 singles title yesterday. Anahat will face Egypt's Malika Al-Karski in the final this evening. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak tonight, we bring you a discussion on staying safe during winter. The program will be broadcast at 9:30 p.m. IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani and former HOD AIMS Medicine Department, Delhi, Dr. S.K. Sharma will join us in the studio to answer your queries. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates crucial rail projects in Jammu and Kashmir, Odisha and Telangana, says development of railways very important for achieving the resolve of a developed India. Two cases of HMP virus detected in infants in Karnataka, centre monitoring the situation. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chairs pre-budget consultation with trade unions and other stakeholders in New Delhi. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla inaugurates Panchayat se Parliament 2.0 to empower women representatives of scheduled tribes from Panchayats. Cold wave conditions prevail across North and East India. Train and flight services affected in many cities due to fog. And with that, we end the midday news.